Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Among the 2012 inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Scottish singer-songwriter Donovan.
Sunshine came softly through my window today.
Donovan went to the top of the charts in 1965. He was called the British Dylan. He hung out with Bob and Joan Baez and the Beatles, and he put out a string of hits.
They call me Mellow Yellow.
Quite frightfully.
They call me Mellow Yellow.
First there is a mountain, then there is no mountain, then there is. Must be the season of the witch.
Then, after 13 hit singles, Donovan hit 24 and quit for over 30 years. He emerged in 2004 with a new compilation, then an autobiography called The Hurdy-Gurdy Man. We spoke in early 2006 and began by asking, where have you been?
All over. But I never went anywhere. You know, the journey always leads to where you begin. I just got bored and didn't do a lot of stuff. But having made about 35 albums during my career, I think I'm doing okay.
Let's tell people why, for those who weren't there in the 60s. At 19, you'd already had great success, but it was so starkly different from your early years. You had quite a tough start in life. Tell us a little bit about that, where you were born and what that was like.
Well, I was born in Glasgow, where it was a hard, tough granite city, but my father softened my childhood by reading poetry to me. He filled me up with a diet of Celtic mythology, socialism, and poetry from a very early age. An Irish mother, my Scottish and Irish father, the traditions of folk music was very strong, and I moved then from Glasgow at the age of 10 down to the south of England, following my father as he went for work in the south.
What was some of the music that you were listening to as you grew up?
Well, as a teen, I listened to the Everly Brothers and pop singles, but at the same time, I was fascinated by this American artist, Buddy Holly. I just was so taken by him. And I didn't know until later that he produced his own works, he wrote his own works, and he performed his own works, something that I would go on to do. But then I went into college. I was headed for art school. I was headed to be a painter, and I knew Bohemia was where I would have to go.
You write, I am at last in the Bohemian world where I belong, the Beats and the poets, and this guy named Bob Dylan. You write, Bob Dylan and Joan Baez were the king and queen of folk, and you were the prince. This is, of course, after, you know, appearing on television shows, and you've captured the imagination of people in Britain. You were called the British Dylan.
Yeah, there was confusion. The cap and the harmonica that Bob wore and the cap and the harmonica that I wore was really an homage to the great American Woody Guthrie.
Yellow is the color of my true love's here in the morning. When we rise in the morning, when we rise, that's the time, that's the time I love the best.
The link between Bob and I was quite obvious, I suppose, but they thought I was following Bob when Bob and I were following Guthrie.
But settle this big controversy for us. I mean, Bob Dylan sings about you in Talking World War III Blues, and his fans were angry at you. What was that about?
I don't know. When we met, it was during May of 65, when I was on tour with a hit record in the charts. Joan Baez was about to release her first single, There But For Fortune, and Dylan was releasing a single called Times Are Changing. The folk world was invading pop culture that spring, and people got very, very hot under the collar. Either you were for Donovan or you were for Dylan. So there was a competition going on. The two D's, we were everywhere.
I didn't realize till reading your book that Hurdy Gurdy Man was a protest song.
Well, is it? I can't remember saying that, but somebody also, a young fan, said, is it about the apocalypse? You see, Poetry is a series of words in their very best order, and they can mean many things to many. The intention in the song, of course, was that it would take many years, perhaps, but truth will be returned to popular culture. And in that second verse, down through all eternity, the crying of humanity, it's then when the hurdy-gurdy men come singing songs of love.
Hurdy-gurdy men come singing songs of love. Then when the hurdy-gurdy men come singing songs of love.
How could you not do this for 40 years? I'm listening to you. You always had such a voice. As you're right in the middle of this heavy, heady time. How have you been able to not be on the stage?
Well, it would become like a steady job. And you see, it's got to be fun as well. And I've already done so much by the age of 24 in 1970, I need not have done anything else. The music has been presented. The mission was to introduce poetry again to popular culture. And so, having done it, why would I keep doing it? Also, it became quite dangerous, fame, and I got a bit scared of it. I didn't quite understand how to continue.
You're right, the spell is starting to break, and perhaps a mini nervous breakdown was happening for you.
Yeah, it was an identity crisis, although I was buying into fame in the sense that I would be the actor of my songs, and where would it end? It is a dangerous position to be in, and you can get lost, but in actually presenting the Bohemian Manifesto on mass television and radio was where it was headed. And so leaving the business was only temporary.
But I'm wondering, as I read the book and read that you showed John Lennon how to do finger-picking guitar playing, you were one of the first to put meaningful poetic lyrics in pop culture. Oh, and there's more. You and Paul Horn really might have been the inventors of New Age music. And I'm just wondering if a part of writing this book, maybe Donovan taking what you see as your rightful place, you know, in the pantheon of rock stars.
Actually, I just looked at the facts and looked at the lyrics that were happening in late 64 on popular records, and then looked at the lyrics I was writing, and so I immediately saw I was presenting the first alternative lyrics. Other folk singer-songwriters had introduced poetic lyrics to their albums, and that was called the folk world. So, to be very clear, I am the first who introduces meaningful poetry to a pop chart.
But you're saying this now in retrospect, you know, looking back at your life, and I'm thinking, gee, it's too darn bad you didn't know it then, because you also write, at the time, I had no measure of my own worth. And I'm thinking, but you were Donovan!
No, we're all insecure, you know, and artists are more insecure than others. We have an extraordinary power to express our emotions forward, out, but that comes from a lot of suffering inside. It can't be otherwise. If you read the books of Buddhism, you find that it is through great suffering that the breakthrough happens, and you must come to terms with it, each of us must. So I had a private life as well as a public life.